Kent waited a moment for an explanation that was not forthcoming, then decided against asking for one. Yantahar was either offended that he needed to ask or suspicious of Kent's motives. Either way, Kent would not improve the situation by lingering on his mistake.
"Well, I'm very sorry about what had happened to the Admiral," he said. "The entire Alliance is hoping he recovers soon."
Yantahar's expression finally softened a little.
"Maybe not the entire Alliance, but thank you."
Kent nodded, then put some authority into his voice.
"I know how the Admiral would feel about treason. How about you, Jedi Boitu?"
Yantahar shrugged.
"There are hundreds of Sith running loose in the galaxy, and Chief Dalla is preventing us from going to meet them."
He glanced over at Ba'ala, his first sign of uncertainty.
"We have no choice."
"Son, we always have a choice."
Kent turned his gaze on Ba'ala, then continued.
"And the time has come for you and Jedi Rozelle to make yours. Will you stand aside so I can stop this?"
Ba'ala was quick to shake her head.
"I'm sorry, Master Amner,"
she said.
"You should return to your quarters now."
Kent let his chin drop and spoke in a soft, sighing whisper.
"That's grand, Master."
Ba'ala cocked her head, turning a recessed ear toward him.
"Sorry, sir. I didn't... Yant, watch!"
The warning came to a startled end as Kent used the Force to pull their lightsabers from their belt hooks. He sent both weapons spinning high into the air, managing to depress the activation switch and slide the safety glide up on Yantahar's. As the sapphire blade crackled to life, both Jedi pivoted away, extending their hands to summon their weapons back into their grasp. And that was when Kent stepped between the pair. He struck Yantahar at the base of the jaw with a side hammer fist and simultaneously jabbed a one-knuckle punch into the delicate sensory nut between Ba'ala's eyes. Both Jedi collapsed unconscious before they hit the floor. Kent was not quite quick enough to catch their lightsabers before they landed, but he did deactivate Yantahar's before the weapon clattered to the floor beside the Bothan's leg. Kent quickly collected both weapons, removed their power cells, and returned them to their owner's belts. It had been all too easy to catch the pair off guard and incapacitate them, as it had the pair stationed outside his quarters. Once he resumed his post in the Grand Master's office, he would need to speak to the combat instructors about the shortcomings in their curriculum. He dragged both Jedi into a nearby fabrication shop and hit them with a force shock to be sure they would remain unconscious for a time. Then he returned to the hangar and slipped in through the access hatch.